Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitory he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Hello. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. It's Friday, July 15th, 2022. I'm hoping we have a very, very good show tonight. We got the Lisa Experience coming through. We got the hip-hop recording artist, time friend of mine, B-God, coming through to sit on the hot seat. And we just got some raw, real relationship talk, because everybody know I personally gave myself the title, the relationship guru, the fuck love until proven otherwise. And just somebody who just want to entertain all my listeners each and every Friday. I see the people on the phone lines. Thank you for coming through. And everybody on the link, if you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you have to press 1. You know, give a shout out, make a comment, or if not, just listen tonight. I don't even really care, because I got a lot to talk about. Close friend of mine passed away last night. We're going to take a moment of silence a little bit later. I just was with him 2 days ago at another close friend of mine's funeral. When I seen him, it was a bunch of me and my friends, and we was all talking and joking and talking about yesteryears. And I was the first one. I said, yo, let's take some pictures, man, because you don't never know when it's going to be your last picture. Now, I said that because, first of all, we was at a funeral, and that's the first thing that came in my mind. But no way, no how did I ever think that somebody in the picture would die less than 48 hours after that. Do we believe in superstition? Was that my subconscious, interior or exterior powers? Or was that just God talking to me and telling me to say that? Because what would make me say that? I don't really know. I just said, let's take some pictures. You never know when it might be your last picture, the last picture we take together. Somebody told me, no, never say nothing like that again. And I said, why not? I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I'm not a mean person or an evil person, or I would never say anything with negative intent. But if it come to be, listen, we all got a number. And I know people don't like to hear that, but we all got to die. That's one thing we know for sure. And some people believe it's not how you live. Some people believe it's how you die. It really means something. Just try to make sure you don't get caught holding the bag. Make sure you don't get caught living other than yourself. Don't just survive in this world. You gotta win. Live with gratitude. Don't worry about getting rich. Don't worry about having all the money and the best cars and all that. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I want everybody to pay attention. I'm filthy rich. I'm rich with love. I'm rich with life. And I'm rich with family. And that's worth more than any amount of money in this world. And that's what we have to know. Just keep winning in whatever you do in this life. Whatever you do, whatever your job is or whatever, just keep winning. Winning is a habit. But unfortunately, losing is too. But you have to get in the habit of winning. I do what's right all the time. I make it a habit of doing what's right. Somebody need assistance, I help them. Somebody need a couple of dollars, I lend it. Somebody need some comfort, I do it. Shit, I found $850 and gave it back to the person who lost it. People want to know, how did I do that? Why did I do that? I do that because I do everything positive. And like I said, it's a habit. So if I'm doing everything positive, borrowing somebody money, and I know that person and I keep it, that's negative. You can't pick and choose what you do negative and what you do positive. You have to be positive all the time. I don't just survive in this world. I win. Keep winning. Because I deserve everything that's coming to me. You know, everybody don't deserve everything that come to them. You ever seen somebody get a lawsuit? $25,000, $50,000. You ever seen somebody parents die and leave the money? $100,000, $200,000. You ever see somebody for a lot of money? And then you see them a year later and they broke. Their inheritance is gone. The lawsuit money is gone. The lottery money is gone. That's because they wasn't ready. If you give somebody something and they not ready for it, they're going to fuck it up. I'm ready for everything that's coming to me. I work hard at it. I keep my mind positive. I don't settle. My life is not making somebody else rich. Never was, never been, never will be. And like I said, remember that. Money don't make you filthy rich. Waking up alive. Having people that love you. And your family. If you got love, life, and your family, if you got somebody who love you, you got your life and your family, then you filthy rich. And that's how I see it. Okay, like I said, we got the Lisa experience coming on in about 2 or 3 minutes. And then we got my man B-God coming on right after that to talk relationships, music, and whatever else. So everybody just stay tuned. I got to call a couple of people and bring them into the show. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the break. I'm going to play a song. Because, you know, I could just go on and on and on. I'm going to play a quick song, and we'll be right back to Lisa experience. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. At 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, your lover, homie, lover, friend. Yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. So get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Today is a well, the weather was good. It was a good day. We're not gonna drag this party. Lisa, are you here?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good evening. Sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. It's life, I guess.
Yeah. Part of life.
What you got for the people? What'd you
well,
say?
Tonight, as I was saying last week, I wanted to talk about fake people and fake people come under the category of they could be fake, jealous, naive, greedy, backstabbers. You know, the time that we're living in, it's hard to detect who's real and who's fake in your life. But, you know, we all carry people around us that's fake and people that's got our back at all times. And then we just got people that want to go for the ride. But for the people that's fake, it's the people that, you know, I always like to tell a little story. You know, it's sometimes you can have a person in your life and you help that person through thick and thin. You know, person's not where they want to be and you always giving your hand out to help them. You know what I mean? Might give them a place to live, might give them money, might give them clothes or put something on their back. You might go somewhere and take them and you pay for the ride. And, you know, you're there for them no matter what. Whenever they feel like they're falling, you're there to help pick them up. And you're thinking this friend is, or relationship, or family member, or sibling, whoever it could be. Because it don't have to be somebody outside. It could be somebody living right next to you, sleeping right next to you. They could be fake. And then one day, you as time go by, you you might fall back. And then you ask this person, yo, you think you can lend me some money, or can I come, you know, stay on your couch, or you think you give me a ride some a certain place, or, you know, could you just give me something to make it so I get where I need to be? And then you don't hear from these people. And time go by, and you still don't hear from these people. And these are the same people that whenever they call and the phone rung, you answer their call and you was right there for them. And it takes you back for a little bit, and you'd be like, wow, like, I was right there for these people. And it's not like I want to get back and return what I gave, but if I'm needing help, some of these people should be the ones that you could first go to help you, because you was there to help them when they needed to be helped. But everybody in your life is not that type of person. Some people just into what they could get, or for the ride, or to make sure you don't get where you need to be. But we always have to be conscious of people in our lives, because this is always happening. Then we get hurt and we be like, oh, well, I love them. Oh, well, I gave them all that I had. Now I don't have nothing. Or, you know, if I didn't have, they didn't have. Or if I had, they had. You know what I mean? And it wasn't always like this, that it was fake people. You know what I mean? It was very few. But we living in a time that it's a big level of people that go around in your life just to, what you call it, to check out what's going on with you, tell other people what's going on with you, getting what they could get from you, and moving on. You know? Like I said to y'all last week, I got married, my second marriage. My husband left me with nothing. I was homeless, had nowhere to go. I only had a part-time job, and I gave my husband everything. You know what I mean? When I met him, we both grew together, and I helped him to be the person that he wanted to be. And then when he passed away, his family wasn't even there for me, because I helped him also. But yet, when we was together, you know, smiling in my face, you know, pretending they had my back, you know, pretending they're going to be there for me. And then when his eyes closed, these people ceased to be in my life. And then I had to come out of my bag, put my big girl panties on, and I had to go out there and I had to do what I had to do. You know, I was left with a lot of things I had to take care of. And I thought a lot of people was going to come to my aid, but there was nowhere to be found. And yes, it did hurt me a little bit, but as time went on, I learned that you can't put your hopes and dreams and your eggs in other people. But you do have to be careful in life when people smile up in your face or want to get close to you, always want to be with you, always, you know, conversating with you, taking in whatever they can take in, and holding back from when they want to use whatever they know about you for later on. Because people do. People want to hold on to stuff to say, okay, you know what I mean? I'm going to let this little secret out. I know something about her. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple of people want to know about her. You know what I mean? So I wanted to talk about fake people, because we as a people, we got to get together. Got to stop pretending that we in it. You know what I mean? We really got to start bonding together. Because we as a people, we're losing ourselves. We're losing ourselves to this place called United States of America. You know what I mean? That was never for us anyway. You know what I mean? We got to band together. We can't lose what we've been accomplished. We are farther than we've ever been in our lifetime. We make more money now than we ever made. We can accomplish and have anything we want. It's nothing we can't want. Now, you can't go anywhere you want because, you know, and we got to stop knocking each other down and stabbing each other in the back, and we got to start working together, because time ain't running out, but time goes by, and before you know it, you can't get it back. So that was my thought for today. Thank you for listening, and you have a lovely weekend. Everybody be safe, and I look forward to giving you a message next week. Thank you for having me again. Peace out.
Thank you. We all know about them fake people. I think we all got friends, fake family, fake bosses and everything. I think everybody know about fake. Whether they deal with it or whether they handle it, that's another thing. But it is something that needs to be addressed. I don't know if it'll help the matter, because fake people are always going to be around. If B-God, if you're on the line, you got to press 1. Let's see what's going on out here. Is anybody out on the line? Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Six 2 18. That's you, B-God?
No, it's Sheila.
Oh, Sheila, what's good? How you doing?
That is good. I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. I caught the tail end. That was your sister, right?
Yes.
And I caught the tail end of that. She is so right. I stand here, and this is just for my black women, okay?
Uh-huh.
It boggles my mind that all the wigs and weaves we wear, we generate over $1 billion a year, but yet we own less than, I think, 28%. And a majority of that just ownership just started happening was because we're getting, like, hair companies online and stuff like that. But we own less than 30%. But yet we're the number one consumer of that product.
More than that, too. Alcohol.
It boggles my mind. We always looking like, okay, I ain't going to let that person get ahead, this, that, and everything. I have to say this about white people, and I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but working in the corporate world, I've seen this about white people. If white people want to get ahead, they're going to stab anybody in the back. White, black, blue, they don't give a f- about it. They're going to stab you in the back. Whereas a lot of times I see with our people, we don't, and matter of fact, let me give you a perfect example. I was working at a company, and the guy was, like, throwing his weight around because he was the supervisor and everything like that. You know, they were training him for a position to move him, you know, lateral into the system. So he was giving everybody, our people, a hard time. But his homegirl, his friend, that he ride or die with, was this young lady called Autumn. Autumn was white. Lo and behold, let's flash forward 3 weeks later. Autumn is his boss now.
Wow.
And I'm looking like, okay, how that happened? But see, you stomping on the necks of our people, but yet you ain't even pay attention to this monster standing right next to you. Because, you know, that's your girl. You ain't going to think that's going to happen. She ain't going to do that and everything like that. And she was the main one to do it. And what was so crazy about it, John, is she cracked the whip on everybody, including his ass. And I'm like, we got to stop doing that. We don't build each other up and everything like that. We purchase and consume too much in this world not to be running shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me rephrase that. to be running it as more than we do. I look at the gentleman that started BET. I always said, why he ain't leave that to his daughter? Yeah, you got a couple of $1 billion for it. Yeah, you got a, you was the head of the company for another 3 to 7 years. You got stock options and everything else. But now that's owned by Viacom. Because if you notice, when Viacom came on, it shook the tree and a lot of shows went away. But you got a daughter. Why didn't you leave that for her, that generational wealth? Why you ain't leave that? We don't, unfortunately, as African-Americans, we don't think like that. We do not think like that. I watched a special on Hearst and Getty and all of them that, like, you know, start all these oil companies and everything. They left enough of money when they died that it was the amount of money they left when they died was equivalent to like $100 and something billion today. They have made, and he made a statement that I want it so that my children's children's children don't have to work. And that is true. You got some of them that don't know even know how to make a bed, something like that, because they are set for life. And we don't, we think of the right now. We don't think about, okay, let's leave this for this person. Let's build on it. Things like that. Let's take this to another level and everything. I have some, well, you were talking about fake people, huh? I have some people that I share the same last name. I'll go there. Instead of, let's keep this, let's franchise this shit out so all of us get wind up having a shop, and then we open it up to everybody else that want to get in on it. Let's make it so that everybody that has a kid is left a shop when we pass away. Not saying that they got to be a mechanic, but that is there. You know what I'm saying? That's going to generate some type of income, whether they're working it or they have somebody else working it. But we don't think like that. We want the upfront right now. Instant gratification.
You're making a lot of valid points, because all that coincides too with fake people. Hold on one second, Sheila. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. A 93.18.
Peace, God.
Peace.
Yeah, this B Reg, man. I'm just checking in, man. See what you got brewing today.
Oh, what's going on, Reg?
Same old thing, man. Got off of labor. I said, let me tune into the show, man. See what the vibe is.
Oh, I appreciate that. I opened up with a little introduction, and we had the Lisa experience, and we just going to the callers right now. I let everybody know earlier that we had a death of a close friend, and that I'm trying to say ironic or coincidental that I was, like, we was all just together less than 48 hours ago. And now it's another death.
Yeah, why equal self, God? I don't want to change the landscape, God. I just wanted to check in, man, you know, see what was going on. I just happened to... You said it wasn't nobody in the queue. I said, well, fuck it. I'm going to be in the queue then. You know what I mean? What it is. Man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm waiting for B-God to check in. I think I see B-God number now. B-God, you got to press one.
Yeah,
we got on.
I'm just saying, you know. I'm just checking my brother out. Yeah, you already know.
Don't go nowhere.
I'm right here, beloved.
Hey.
B-God, you on the line?
Peace, Jay.
Peace. What's going on?
Hey, now you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
How you feel?
Appreciate you having me up here, man. I wasn't tuned in, so I don't know what, you know what I mean, pick up what you
yeah,
left off or what, you know,
was,
what's going on.
We was all over the place, but you know, let me let everybody know who you are, and then you can let them know who you are. This is everybody that's listening. This is my man B Guy. We became acquainted, I think, in like 2015 when I wrote my first movie, and a friend of mine told me about B Guy. Like he said, he's in the music, he's dope and everything. So B Guy sent me some music over. And one thing led to another. I think he had like two songs on my soundtrack for my movie.
Sure did.
And from then we never looked back. He might have sent me, been in other movies and different. Yeah, you was. Yeah, you was in other movies and sent me music periodically. But why I really had you on here is because sometimes in life, like when you meet people and you feel, you know, you feel their aura. You always been positive since like day one, since the first time I met you. You always got the same energy. You know, and it's positive. And I was saying that earlier. I was speaking of myself. I said I always try to do what's right. I always try to stay positive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a habit of mine. And that's how I feel with you. Like, I feel like if I mention B God, like, yo, B God is positive. You know what I'm saying? He got his head on right. You know, in the music world, you know what I mean? And life itself, and he's just an all around 360-degree, you know, a real brother, like a real brother. That's how I feel. You know, that's how I see you. So I was like, let me get B Guy to come on my show. You know,
yeah, that's peace, Jay. Peace, and yo, and it's vice versa, Jay. Rest in peace to Graceful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, put me up on the bottom. Shout out to the whole bottom cast and everything. And, you know, just good looking for giving me the opportunity, man. You know, whether it was the soundtrack or even, you know, just acting and stuff like that, man. You know, at the theaters and stuff. You did it big. And like I said, the vibe I get from you is always positive. At the end of the day, Jay, you know what we got in common, what it is?
What?
We creators, God. We creators.
Right.
We just like to create. We just want to paint. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's what we click at. And you come up with, you know, we get together and we brainstorm sometimes ideas. And you tell me what you're doing and I add on to you and vice versa. So, you know, I just appreciate it, man. It's equality. At the end of the day, it's equality, man. Good equality, bro. So I appreciate you, bro.
And don't forget, I put you in the movie. I gave you the bomb sex scene in my movie. Yo, y'all gotta go see my movie. What movie? What movie was that? I can't remember the name of my own movies.
I think it was like a trailer though, right? You didn't complete it, right?
Wait a minute. What movie was that?
I forgot, Jay.
I can't remember my own movie.
But I know it was like a trailer or something that you was going to do. You know what I mean?
No. That was a movie, I think, right? I mean, not a movie, but, you know, an episode.
Yeah, an episode. That's what I mean. Because it was like to be continued. And shout out to Tracy, too, yo.
Yeah.
Word up. Yeah, she did her shit.
Minute, what movie was that? It'll come to me.
It'll
now I'm
going to
tell everybody so they can go see it on YouTube. I mean, you should know the name of the movie.
Damn, Jay. It, you know how this should be, Jay. And I'm in like writing mode right now, too. So it's like my brain is jocked.
Somebody said Honest Center, but it wasn't Honest Center, though. It was It wasn't no on the bottom.
Yeah, because I know Craig Redman was in it.
I think it was 16 bars.
That's what it was, 16 bars, y'all. It was.
I think it was 16 bars. It was 16 bars.
So it was on YouTube?
Going on? What?
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it's on YouTube. Yes.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's 16 bars by Randy J. Sean Jackson. And B-Guy got a sex scene in there.
Yo, you know it's crazy. You know how nigga be like, you know how nigga be cocky and shit. You know I'm pretty confident. So I'm like, yo, like, this shit ain't going to be nothing. You feel me? I'm like, yo, this shit ain't going to be nothing. Like, you feel me? But, you know, not really being a professional actor, it is, like, it's different. You feel me? Even though my co-actor, she was like, you know, she made it comfortable. We sit, we chill and whatever. But I was just like, damn, but it was really different. You feel me? It was really different. I guess it was so many people in there or whatever, but I don't know. It was fun, though. It was a good experience. It was
now
a good experience.
Good. You wasn't stage fright.
Nah, I wasn't, you know, but it just was, I was, like, trying to read her. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, damn, I wanted to, you feel me? The vibe, but that shit was perfect. You know what I remember about that shit the most? That I had makeup in my mouth.
Makeup in your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, because I guess, like, she must have put makeup on her body before, you know, for the camera to make it look good, glitter and all that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you say action or whatever, you know, I'm like kissing on her body, different shit. You feel me? So I'm like, on my lips, like, yo, what the fuck is it? You feel me? I remember that shit. He was laughing about it though. Yeah. See, this is what I'm doing to get the movie done.
Such a move. Now I'm curious. Curious. So such a move.
What'd you say, B?
Such a move. Was this something like? It was like, yeah, I was listening to music. It was a build-up to it. It was just something spontaneous where you just got.
I draw it up for a B-God. The scene.
All right. The scene was she was coming over, like, spending the night with me. We hadn't seen each other in a bit type of thing. You feel me? And I finally, you know, get a chance to fuck with her or whatever. We just kind of was laying in the bed talking before the scene started. You know what I mean? And it was like, I think she had on like, did she have something over her breast or something? But the way Jay shot it, and it was dope, shout out to Jay Hall, I had to like hold her, like she was straddling me, she was on top of me, and I had to hold the blanket like right over her, the arch of her back. So it seemed like, she didn't have a shirt on. Yeah, she didn't. That's how I got the makeup in my mouth. So look, so she didn't have a shirt on. I had on my boxers and stuff, but you couldn't tell if you was looking. It looked like, you know, we were naked or whatever. So I had to just like hold the cover over her back, like, you know, over the arch of her back. And it was like that type of scene. Then we was done, and it was like she was thirsty, and she had to walk to the kitchen. That's when she got her shot, like where you could see her body and shit like that, you know, or whatever. And she walked to the kitchen. So it was like that type of thing. I didn't get a chance to wild out. It was like one position type thing where she was riding me. They didn't cut. I was mad at you about that though, Jay, because you ain't say, all right, let's do like doggy, or let's do missionary. Are you on top now, B, or something? Like, it was like one way. You feel me? But it was dope. It was dope.
Ad-lib
my ass, nigga. We supposed to do like three positions, nigga.
Ad-lib. I let all my actors
get it was dope, though. Huh?
You saw the ad lib that Jay right.
Yeah, that was the setting though.
Yeah, it was. You know, that just came to my mind, that about that scene just came to my mind. I just thought about that. But
what?
That's Sheila on the line. Sheila want to know. No, hey Sheila, I'm gonna do another movie. You down for a sex scene?
Say what? I don't put nothing on tape. Anything,
I
plead the fifth. Anything I might say might incriminate
you.
What'd you say, Jay? I
didn't
hear you.
No, I was asking her if she's down for a sex scene. She said she don't put nothing on tape. But she down to watch it, though.
You dug all right. Sure is.
Oh, man. Sure is. All right, B Guy. So what's going on with the music, B?
Right now, Jay, I'm right now back in the lab right now, kind of like, well, not even in the lab. I'm not even recording right now. Like, I'm not even like going to the studio, I'm just pretty much been, like, writing a lot, you know what I mean, putting things aside. I got a couple artists that I'm, you know, working with and stuff like that, so it's a lot of plotting and planning right now, you know what I mean, that's okay. It. You know, because a lot of times, Jay, like people, like, they hear a lot of music come out or they see the results of videos and stuff, but they don't really know behind the scenes, like, you know, like, niggas got to, like, putting that time in, that writing, them hours, you know what I'm saying, that time that you got to put in. And right now, I'm just in creative mode right now, man. I can't really say when, you know, I'll probably start dropping stuff, but that's it, man. I'm tuning right towards the ladies a little more, Jay, like, you feel me? You know, not no soft stuff, but just, like, you know, situations, like, relational situations and stuff like that.
I got one of your joints out here I'm going to play in a minute. That's, like, what you're saying is, like, everybody want to go to a party or everybody want to go to, like, you know, say, like, everybody want to go to a party and have fun, but nobody want to put the work in, you know, to get to the party. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody want to party.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you,
reggae saying, where they say, I'm 45.
Oh, wow.
You feel me? It's like a reggae saying where they say, everybody want to raid the barn, nobody want to plow the corn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like where I find myself right now. You feel me? Like, I'm by myself in this shit. Like, you know how you start off with a lot of people or certain people, but everybody don't really see what you see. They can say they see what you see. You feel me? But it really ain't their thing to carry. It's your thing to carry. You feel me?
I know exactly what you're saying.
With that being said, you know, I got to plow the corn. You feel me? And I'm not looking for, you know, nobody else to do anything. You feel me? The isolation is like this, yo. When the Most High, when you gifted with something and he wants you to be still and you find yourself isolated, it's because you got to get back to yourself and you got to, it's something that, you know, that you got to work on. So that's, I identify what it is. You know, something big coming, Jay. I never want to put out no bullshit. You feel me? So I'm just, you know, just back in painting mode, man. That's it.
When you get it, you drop it on me. You know I'm promoting.
Yeah.
Definitely. But we got to get to the the mountain. I guess I say the mountain in the room and shit. You know what I mean? So what? Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah.
You married?
No.
Okay. You never been married?
Nah, Jay. Nah, I don't know. My mind ain't even there yet. Because it wouldn't even be fair to the other person. Like, it's like, until I feel like I'm married to my dream or my music. Like, until I get what I want, I can't really be no husband to no female. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? And I got experience over because I just told you I'm 45 and I spent 20 years with women. So I had a 12-year relationship and I'm in an 8-year relationship. So you feel what I'm trying to say? If I wanted to get married, I probably would have married one of them. You know what I mean? So, that's not in my, I don't see that. Maybe in the future, you know what I'm saying, when I'm comfortable and I'm where I want to be, you feel me, then I could, you know, probably make somebody else, you know, happy like that. But I'm on a mission,
is love real?
Excuse me?
I'm confused right now.
Is love real?
You confused?
Me? Yeah, because you said you was in a 12-year relationship. And you were in a, and you're currently in an 8-year relationship, but you're not ready for marriage. So
no,
then,
I'm
were
not.
Were you monogamous in those relationships?
No, it just didn't work out. Like with the 12-year relationship with my baby mother, that just didn't, you know, it just didn't work out. You feel me? And the relationship I'm in now, you know what I mean? It's going good, but I'm just not in a position right now where I feel as though I'm ready to be married, if you understand. You know what I mean? No,
but then how can you be in the relationship part of it? That's what I'm a little confused
Excuse me?
Because you say I'm not ready for marriage and everything, but yet you're in a relationship.
B-God.
Yeah. Hold up, Jay, let her speak. Yeah. I want her to get understanding, though. I want her to understand.
I got to tell you something first. I forgot to tell you, this is the Jay Sean and Sheila show.
I'm like, yeah, you didn't introduce me to Sheila, but I'm nice to meet you, Sheila. I'm B God. Nice to meet you.
Well, how you doing?
But I love this type of dialogue and conversation. So you know, it gives me content and it gives me, you know, I learn stuff. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say.
Go ahead. I'm gonna sit back.
So let me ask you this: how could you say you're in a relationship but you're not ready for marriage? Because the only thing different in between that marriage and that relationship should be that piece of paper and her getting your last name. Everything else should basically be the same.
So you just answered your own thing, baby girl. Like, listen what you just said. How can you be in a relationship this long? Which is it safe to say that a relationship is a bond?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And a marriage is a bond, right? It's safe to say, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you just said, how can I be in this relationship this long? Only different is a paper. So you basically saying we're bonded already without that paper,
correct, right?
Correct. All right, so what else? All right, so we could talk about something else now.
You
right?
Know what?
You answered yourself. You said it before we got a chance to even get into it. You said it. So it's like, you know, it is what it is. But I do.
Women, we focus too much. I want to get married. I know people that have been in relationships for 20-something years and got married and didn't stay together for a year after the marriage. I asked the person, I don't understand that. What was so different when you woke up that next day that was different from the 20 years you put in with that person? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got his last name? That I think sometimes, and I'm speaking from a woman's point of view, we focus so much on we want to get married, we want the whole, we want to have a wedding and all that stuff like that, and that's all the glitz and glamour. That's basically like, that's like the icing on the cake. But see, you got to put the cake together. You got to bake that.
Mm.
You got to make sure strong foundations on the cake to sit, so you can build on top of that. My whole thing is, hey, if I ever choose to get married, I'm not paying for a whole bunch of people to see me get married and eat my food. Hell no. I could put that down on the house somewhere. We're going on a nice trip. Deuces, I holler, come to Vegas. It is what it is, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But
I think
women, we focus on that and not the relationship part of it. Because like you were saying, oh, I'm not ready to get married and everything like that. Technically, brother, in the way you were. The
exactly.
only thing difference is, it was easier for you to walk away, whereas you were thinking the mindset of, and I'm not being disrespectful, like how much she gonna eat if I walk away and stuff like that. That was the only mindset that was different. But outside of that, if that's your woman who you lay down with, who you love, who you wake up to, y'all build together, y'all have a child together, then that's
Man,
technically
Dad, you said it. Build together, exactly.
Is your lady listening to the show, B God?
No, I think she could probably hear me, but she can't hear the other half. Like, she can't hear what y'all saying, but she could probably hear me. She in the other room. She could probably hear me talking.
In.
Yeah, nah, she ain't calling. Huh? Nah. She good. Like you know what it is. I'm very transparent, and these type of conversations like this. Me and her have these type of bills all the time. So, you know, it's not like, you know, we don't know where each other stand on certain topics or life or certain things. But I kind of disagree. I want to be in a financial place that I could have a ceremony for my wife. You feel me? For her, whatever. Because I'm into, like, I want a nice ring on her finger so she can show her girls off, and I'm into the nice ceremony. I'm not against that. Like, I'm for that. I just want to be in a position to be able to do that, and I'm not going to force pressure by her friends, or pressure from the family, my family, to just do something.
You
like, you know,
yourself.
You know?
But that pressure you put on yourself. But
no, I'm not. I'm not putting no pressure on myself.
And let me tell you, if that woman loves you, she'll love you with a bus pass, or she'll love you with a Mercedes Benz. If she's loving you, she'll love you ride or die. She'll love you with, hey, You got to go get that ring from downtown. They got to replace it every couple of years because it's going to turn your finger green. It is what it is until you build on that. That's what I think sometimes people, we want the glitz, how you just were saying it. Everybody want to be famous, but nobody want to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to listen to that beat and everything and not put that flow together, not put those tracks together, the different things. See, I know a little bit of music, not too much. I used to play instruments, but that was a long time ago. But nobody want to, you know, have to put them beats together and everything and make sure that blend is right so when that particular instrument come in. Is it flowing in or is it just there for no reason? Can you hear the difference? Mm-hmm. Is the tempo still the same and everything like that? I think, and like
Shilla.
I said, for me.
Shilla.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, you told me that you were side chick material. Have you changed?
No. I said for me, I didn't have what it needs right now for a relationship to grow and everything. That's what for me and everything like that.
And I said she could be side chick material because
that was my choice and everything. Because right now, I don't want to. Hey, baby, you don't feel good? You want to get you some chicken noodle soup? No. Excuse me, I don't mean to get a little vulgar. You know, all I need is a stiff nigga to help.
Nah, you good.
That's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the whole,
I mean, it's some,
you know, wash your
it's some females.
Like that.
It's what? Some females that's like side chicks, like their whole lives, they just side chicks. It's some females that have been through a lot that at a certain time in their life, they just want to be able to do what they want to do. So, that, like you said, like I think Jay said, that's a choice. Like you said it, that's just what you want to do right now. So that don't make you like a side chick, you know what I mean? But I know some that's just what they do. Like they always going to be a side chick, like you feel me?
Or is this what it is?
Side chicks run
because
the world.
Because ain't no child, no side chick can tell me that shit ain't lonely. It gets lonely sometimes.
I don't know. Cause look. Let's say the nigga really like hold you down and like, what you mean lonely? Like I don't know. I think some side chicks they like it like that. They just that's just what it is. Like you feel me? They get time. Like don't they get their time too?
Yes, and don't get me wrong. It's a contract. We got a contract.
Some chicks don't like niggas all up under them anyway. It's some chicks don't want no fucking time like that.
Let me clarify. No, we don't like it 99% of the time, but that 1% of the time, where you just need to look over and see another motherfucker breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't no side chick going to ever tell me that you ain't come across one time where that shit got lonely. It ain't about the sex and the money. Just sometimes you just want to hear a heartbeat. You just want to hear somebody else's breathing in the room, not just yourself or the TV. So that's what I mean by it gets lonely. Yes, you put yourself in a situation, so you got to take the good and the bad. It is what it is. That's what you signed up for. But sometimes that shit gets lonely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shilla, you gotta do me a favor. You got a pen or a paper right now?
Wait a second.
All right, look, I want to play a game because I know I ain't taking over your show, Jay, but I want to play a game that's going to tell me a lot about you.
Hey, B, God,
write down
you can
one
do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do.
write down the number 1 through 5.
Hey, give me a second here.
What's your sign?
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, because I did something like that with my listeners, but it was 1 through 10 a couple of weeks ago. But go ahead.
Okay, so you got chicken number 1 through 5.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, number one, I want you to write down dick size. Dick size.
Okay.
Number two, I want you to write down money. Three, I want you to write down looks.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of females.
Number
listening.
Four,
they can write it
I
down
want
too.
You to write down loyalty.
Okay.
Hold on, slow down, B God.
I'm sorry. I'll repeat it when I'm done for everybody.
Other women out here.
All right. Number one,
okay.
Ladies.
Number
one is dick size. Number two is money. Number three is looks. Number four is loyalty. And number five is personality. You got it, Sheila?
One more time, B-Top.
Yep.
One more time. Is dick size. Two is money. Three is looks. Four is loyalty. Five is personality.
Okay.
Now, I want you to take, you know, a minute or 30 seconds, whatever, and get and put that into the order of importance to you in
okay,
the minute.
Hold up,
the
B-God.
Order of importance
B-God,
to you.
Up. Hey, B-God.
Yeah, Jay.
Let me let that marinate. I want to play one of your songs, and we'll be right back with that.
All right, brother.
All right, so everybody, y'all heard what B-God said. All the ladies on here. I see all the numbers on here. He said, get a piece of paper and put a pen in. Number one, write dick size. Number two, I think you said money.
Money.
Number three, looks.
Looks.
Number four, loyalty. And number five, personality. So everybody, we'll be right. We'll be right back after this song. This is Love Unconditional. You want to send it off, B-God?
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Tone Jones. Shout out to the Grammy nomination and everything. Get him next time. You feel me? Not for this song, but shout out to his Grammy nomination. He's the producer on the hook. It's just B-God, Love Unconditional. Peace.
No, I'm not perfect, no. Maybe my mistakes should know. But all I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional. I don't deserve
it,
no. But it would be worth it all. All I want is love unconditional. Love unconditional.
In love with the way you do that, girl. Period. Who that girl? No question marks why you do that, girl. No exclamation, we've been through that, girl. Need no explanation why the ex keep chasing. Call him up and let him know that his seat's been taken. So in love, full of fun, comma, impatience. I knew this would happen, told you to focus on graduating. Black sister 2 months away from a college education. In love, what I teach and how I treat her, use a keeper. Didn't Kenny tell you not to fall in love with a dreamer? She a freak like me, call her Redina. That's lust, yo. Hyphen, no wiping, but we can up, yo. She call me Mike Jack. I just beat it, I don't fuck slow. She call me right back. I had to make a play to cut, though. Her girls hating on the low, but they just cut, though. I was playing, she was in it for the
no,
guts, though.
No, I'm not perfect, no. Made my mistakes, no. But all I want is love unconditional.
Guess I never knew how love felt, but I could tell you how that hurt feel. Too late to shuffle now, the cards dealt, and I played my hand and got a raw deal. No reneging, now seen her when I was downtown in sneaker zone with my little man copping them Yeezy phone. They hugged each other as we ran along, our eyes met. Told her since she left the house, don't feel like home. Luther on repeat, they say to each his own. Nobody's perfect, Missy E up on the ringtone. I'm about to wipe that, you shouldn't be alone. I don't care if the whole world know, put me on speakerphone. Them birds said I wasn't worth it when the bread was just crumbs and the music wasn't working. Now your shoes is Jimmy Choo's and your bag stays working. And them superficial girls are still lurking, they're so hurting. Why? They so searching. Through all my wrongs, I found the right person. Cause I know we always gon' be fly. All up in that coochie like the old BG. Why love?
Unconditional. 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 No, I'm not perfect, no. I made my mistakes, no. But all I
Yeah. That was my man, God himself, with Love Unconditional. Man, I always was crazy about that song, We Got, for real. That's it. I know everybody's big on that song. That was a dope song you did. All right. Be God, sign
good luck, Jay. Oh, you can hear me?
Yes.
You said it's on me?
I mean, yeah, go ahead. You live.
Well, where's your co-host at? Where's Sheila at?
I'm here.
Oh, I mean, okay, yes. Okay. If you're saying it's on me, I dig it. I could tell you what I think, my order from my experience with women, what I think. But it really, the question really was for Sheila, though, I'll be honest.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, so you want to know what order mine is in?
Yeah. Don't
okay.
Flip it on me. Like.
I have no problem with that. And somebody might, and people might be surprised at what I'm going to say. One is
Hold on. Before you go, Sheila, I'm going to be quicker than you. Let me run through mine real quick, and then we'll see if you'll be surprised. All right. First of all, the top five, money is number one and importance in a woman. They want stability. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, right? Second, I know that a lot of people may think, like, ego-wise, dick size, all that. No, I think loyalty. A woman, they don't care about your money and your dick. If when she call you, when she need you, that loyalty shit, they jumping with that. Money, loyalty, number three, dick size, sex. That shit is it, right? Three. Number four, this is just my opinion, personality. You feel me? I don't really think nowadays ladies give a fuck about looks, really. Y'all don't care about looks now. That shit is out the window. It ain't about that. So that's my top five. Money, loyalty, dick size, personality, looks. Hello?
Okay. Well, number one is loyalty.
Yeah.
Number one is loyalty. Number two is personality. Number three is money. Number four is dick size. And number five is look.
I knew that. Wow. I knew that five was look. We agree on that.
Oh, hold on. Hold on one second. 4785. Was you doing that? Was you on that?
Yeah, I was on that.
You want to give your order?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me what number five was again?
Personality.
Personality.
Okay, so mine's is basically personality, loyalty. I do like looks, and dick size.
Money is last.
So I can make my own money.
Wow.
Okay. I know who this is.
Who is it?
she anonymous. She gotta introduce herself.
Now, you don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't think? Oh, all right. I could be wrong. Yeah. But
any other ladies out there? Any other ladies out there want to try it?
And the reason I really don't care for like loyalty is because you shouldn't really expect that in a relationship nowadays because, you know, it could always be fluctuated, go left to the right. So I think it's more compatibility and if, you know, you could deal with different situations as your relationship go on because you can't even really think your kid's going to be loyal to you.
You said loyalty was number two in importance to you, right? You said personality, loyalty, then
yes,
looks, right?
But for me, loyalty means for me. I don't expect it from a guy. That's for
I
me.
I get you.
Yeah. Only thing I want for the guy is the size of the dick. I don't really care about none of the other things. I get that much. You know what I mean? Maybe if he got some look, maybe if he got some looks, but all the other stuff I could get myself.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to be real, because I mean, like.
Nah, I respect it.
But people will say they don't. People say they don't care what a person look like, and I'm telling you, you do. You do care about how people look, but you can't always fall in love with a person has different looks.
This is what I say, not to cut you off, Sheila. I know seeing couples, or I see people, and you look at them and you be like, something like they ain't. But eventually they learn to like love each other. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like a chick could be with a nigga just cause for his money. Right? And you'll be like, oh, she with him just for his money. But eventually you'll be like, nah, she love that nigga. You feel me? Cause he done proved so much shit and did so much shit that yeah, she could fall in love with a nigga. But I think looks is the attraction from the beginning, kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes,
because in the beginning, it's 80% physical, 20%.
Thank you.
My last relationship was, he wasn't very nice looking, but he was good to me. But no matter how the relationship went, the look still was a part of the relationship that, you know, I had to come to grips with that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm beautiful, but I'm just saying that I'm not superficial, but looks do matter in a relationship. It's like women choose what size penis they like, or men decide what type of booty a girl got or a breast they got. All that comes into what you like. You might go with something else, but deep down, whatever you truly like, you're still going to – it's still a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
What's in the drawer, the third drawer? I moved it.
Go ahead.
You and Sheila both put that number four. Y'all both said number four was Dick Sodder.
But he didn't look at everything like that. Who were you looking at as in somebody looking at him or you looking at him?
No, he was ugly. Because
if he was
ugly, it didn't matter who was looking at him. You know what I mean? He was ugly, so it didn't matter who he looked at. But the thing
on the outside.
Later on it was an inside too. But the thing is, what happened was, my daughter told me, she said, you acting superficial because you going by that of his looks, but you got to get over because you're not perfect yourself. So I had to look within myself and realize that a person can't help on the outside. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you have to always dig deeper and move on. But I'm saying, as a human being, you still think about a person's outer appearance. Okay, I say for example, you probably don't know who I am, but I'm Jay Sean's sister. Now, my brother always been nice looking. You know what I mean? I never really seen him look any type of way, but since a kid, he always was nice looking. But also, he always had a good inside, too. You know what I mean? Like, because you could be beautiful, but you could be ugly inside. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's true.
Mm-hmm. But an ugly person could be so beautiful that you don't even look at the looks because they're so beautiful from the outside. So, it's basically what you like, because it's through life you get it all. But I'm gonna tell you, I like funny looking people
that don't look like nobody else type thing, right?
No, like a guy with a bald head, maybe got cute little ears or a little pug nose, or you know, he got little puppy lips, you know what I mean? Or you got a little ass.
And
that's like
a typical thing that everybody think you would look at it.
Yeah,
I get that.
I don't want really perfect, but you know, something that I like for myself. That when I look at him, it makes me a smile come to my face, and I feel like, oh wow, you know, look at that little whatever, you know what I mean? And I can move on.
Everybody put personality over looks. Everybody on their list put personality over looks. So that's, you know, that yes. Everybody in agreement on that. Yeah. I like yes. personality. I like personality.
You got to have personality because, I mean, you can have all the sex in the world, but after you start humping and everything, y'all look at each other and you don't like his personality, you'll be like, yeah, dude, I got to get up and work early. You got to go. You know, that mm-hmm. type of situation. So if there's nothing else there, because everything starts out with a look. And then somewhere yeah. and eventually that 80% and that 20% mental changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes 80% mm-hmm. mental and 20% physical.
No, 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 no. The dick has to always be good no matter what. Because if the dick don't be good, it don't matter what they look like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
I guess it's like when they say we got, they say we got senses, right? So the first thing.
Some women don't like big dicks.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I didn't hear what you said.
I mean, I said some women like large. Some women like large penises, and some women don't, and everything like that. I mean, it's a woman's preference and everything, because some women like certain things. You know, some women can hook in it. I don't know.
But it's all the person that you be with.
If you look at your senses, yeah, but this is what I'm about to say, sis. Look, first you see something first, right? And then you hear them speak or whatever. Then you touch. You feel me? You feel. You see the size or you see the breast or you feel me? Then, you know, you move on. So, yeah, like you said, everybody got their preference. But before it even get there, it's an attraction first with the eye. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like to hear what they saying or how they lick their lips or what they say. Then it's the touch. You feel me? Then it's physical. Yeah. And then it's, you know, that's the magnetism for me be the eyes. You know what I mean? Like even when I see a female, before I say anything, I don't care where we at, I'm eyeing her down. Like I'm looking at, I'm talking with my eyes. Like, you feel me? So that's first. Like, you feel me? For me, before I even get to anything else, you feel me? You just got to know, like the nigga, like, I don't know.
Yeah, cause how old are you? How old are you? Be God.
Me?
No, be God.
Me? Oh, I'm 45. 45.
See, you're young now, cause like I'm older, so like I don't really look at physical because a lot of men my age we have little handicaps from being my age, so I look for I look for, like you say, hearing. Like, if I see a guy, he'd be like, you know, open the door for you, or how you doing mm-hmm. today, young lady? Or mm-hmm. because you're older, like, you're not going to get what you got when you was 40, 45. Like, when you met a guy, you'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, they can speak or whatever. Because, like, a mm-hmm. lot of guys my age or my girls my age, we might not, we might have a little limp. We might, lean to the side a little bit. So
I get you.
Every age is like different, but the soul is still there. You're still that same person. You know what I mean? No matter, because I think I don't really remember what I looked like when I was younger because I wasn't really into that. But I think I look better older than I did when I was younger, but only because my mind is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More wisdom. Yeah, more wisdom
mm-hmm.
you have.
And
confidence. It sounds like confidence, too.
The confidence I had now, I wish I had that 20 years ago.
It sounds like, that's all you do.
You know,
sometimes when you're feeling down.
I would have been a force to be reckoned with if I had that kind of confidence back then.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what? I'm going to tell you about your young lady that you live with, you know, or you're in a relationship with. I understand, like, you're waiting to get to where you want to be, but I want to tell you that she's a person that's going to help you also to get where you want to be, and you're supposed to help her to get where she want to be. Don't wait long saying that you want to get to where you at, because you heard my brother when he first came on, like, life is too short. Like, you can go to sleep tonight, and then your lady might not see you again. So I always say a relationship is a blessing from God. So, like, if you've made it 8 years, Why not make it 8 years with a paper?
That's what I'm talking about. You're already in like a marriage.
Don't let that stop you, because there's only a piece of paper. Don't let that stop you in the ring, because if she really love you, you should be able to put a brown paper. I got married with no ring, but I didn't.
He wanted to size the ring, all that stuff like that. Like I said, if you love her, if you she love you, she'll get it. She'll marry you with a bus card.
But a ring is just material.
And so you have to get that money to get that card. You know what I'm saying?
But she will agree with me because we grew up the same. A ring is only a ring is only a thing to show people that you are with somebody for the rest of your life. It's not for you to show that your man went and spent $1 billion on you. See, that's what people get wrong. It's only a symbolizing that you two decided that you're going to do this thing together, and you're going to spend the rest of whatever life God give you together. People with big rings and stuff, they don't even make it. Then they got a whole drawer full of big rings. It's only materialistic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
I agree
with you. I ain't saying big dumb ring, but I'm just saying we're not doing that.
Who are you showing it for, her friends, her family? Because how about this? Get a smaller ring and put it down on the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
It's like you put on the show. You know, I know
That's what I feel like with the wedding shit. It's like you, who you trying to let know, man? You know what it is. So, you want to do it? I ain't going to be flimsy with it. I'm being that you want to show something, we going to.
But it's okay because you live once. So if that's her life and that's what she wants, then that's what she should get. You know what I mean? But deep down, it really don't even mean anything because just like I could say, I'm 63. And
I wasn't going to ask.
Oh, yeah, I'm 63. And let me tell you, my husband has been dead 6 years. I have gotten more things in life by myself than I did when I was with somebody. I've been married twice. So I'm saying that until you in your mind decide that you feel that you worthy to have the things you want in life and move on without thinking, you need somebody connected to say, oh, I'm married now. Marriage is just a companion. You know what I mean? A growth. It's not somebody that that's my wife. Oh, this is my husband. No, we don't have ownership. It's just something that you decided in God's eyes that you was going to become a two. You know what I mean? But people don't get it. It's not about a show. It's about you letting your personal life be shown to the world for that one day, and then it's over. Because once you close the door, that whole world is gone.
Let me ask y'all something, right? Because y'all in this, you know, I don't know how old is. But look, do you think a man 52, yeah, bless. Do you think a man can love more than one woman?
Yeah. A woman too.
Who said that?
Lisa. I mean, well, you know, Lisa.
All right. All right.
Can they do what would I like it? No. But can they? To each his own, because I'm 10 toes down, I'm 100% in. Right? I'm ride or die. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding the gun, you got the bullet. That's what type of person I am in a relationship.
I don't have no love
for nobody else. I like my child, something like that, because that's my ride or die. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how I look at it
and everything. So I don't have, I need that. If we're in that relationship, I need to know I got that loyalty because I'm giving it. So you ain't got to worry about when I'm out. Yo, is she going to slip on, she can dip on. No, because I need to have that too, knowing that I got to worry about what you're doing in front of my face, under my nose, or down the street, around the corner, behind my back.
I really don't care about how many people somebody, like if I was married or living with somebody and he wanted to be with somebody, I don't give a fuck because I feel like this. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it with me or without me. So I'd rather you tell me. So I know who it is.
Who is Sheila?
I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
What?
Now, I respect that. If they're going to tell you up front
yes.
what it is,
and then that's the way I want
in a relationship.
And then the same thing goes
not
to me. If I'm with somebody and I decide I want to mess around, I don't have to really tell the person that I'm messing around, but I respect that person that I won't do nothing to harm them or the person I'm with because I want to be who I and do what I want to do in life.
Hold up. Rewind.
You said
if you're with someone, right?
Yes.
And you wanted to mess around with somebody else or whatever, you would not tell them, but you would respect them enough that it wouldn't come back home and you wouldn't put him or the other person in a situation.
Yes, and I did that. That's what I did. Yeah, because you better have growth. You're not ready yet. You know what I mean? It's according
to
growth.
No, I'm not.
A lot of people think that, let me tell you something. Everybody out here think that a relationship is about two people. It's not, because first of all, have y'all walked around lately? You walk around outside now and
yeah.
you see a couple together. That couple, one person in that couple is staring somebody else down to see if that person is looking at their man or their woman. Nobody's comfortable
yeah.
in their relationship. So if you're not comfortable in your relationship, why even worry about it? Because you see his dogs out there. It's people out there growling and trying to get whatever. So you have to be comfortable in your skin that whatever happens, that you got to be ready for it.
I don't mind them
ready
looking.
For it.
They
now, to your point, hold up. It's two things to your point. When you say you got to be ready for it, I don't put nothing past no woman. So if tomorrow I wake up with somebody like, yo, look at this film. Oh, and I'm like, oh shit. I wouldn't be surprised. Like I've been through like enough shit that I'm not like, what she did, right? But I can handle it. Like to the fact is like some girl's doing something and she not telling me, right? If I don't care about her, like, you know what I mean? My time with her is my time, our time. Huh? But if, like you said, you're with the person, if I care about her, like if I mess with her, I can't handle that. Like to where that she's fucking with somebody else. Nah.
First of all, a person only messes around when they feel that whatever relationship they're in, they bypass and they're doing their own thing. You understand? When you fully in love with that person and everything is going like it's supposed to, you're not gonna be even in that situation. You know what I mean? Most people that's living together and cheating on each other and doing everything, their marriage or their relationship is not where they want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
That's
like,
true.
I will tell you, my first marriage, I was a cheater. Okay, I don't care about saying that I was a cheater. And the only reason why I cheated is because I felt I needed something more than what I was getting. And not the sexual part, because you got that at home. It's something else that you need and you feel that you want to get it from somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, my family was everything to me, but I felt like I didn't have time for me. So when I was with the other person, we went out ate. We went away. We did stuff together. We went to the movies. We talked about stuff. I couldn't get that with the person at home. But I loved my family, and I respected him. But he could not give me that because he was on another level. You know what I'm saying?
Now stop. I'm sorry. I got a podcast, too, y'all. Y'all can subscribe to, but I know I'm cutting you off. It's called Tag Magazine. It's called Tag Magazine on YouTube, right? But now, you said you cheated in your first marriage. So go back to marriage and you telling me, like, it's like at some point a man know, like, you know what? It's time. Like, it ain't no rush. A wise man told me that nothing ain't a rush, right? So my question is, you didn't know that he wasn't going to spend time with you and all that. You see what I'm saying? I'm not judging you, but what I'm saying is
You're not seeing it that way. She not, it's hard for a man to understand what she's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because he's looking at her as wife, as mother, as in these roles, but she don't want to be that. She don't want to be looked at through his eyes like that. She want to be looked at as Lisa, the woman.
No, no,
not
no.
The mother,
like,
not the
it wasn't
okay.
like that. In my first marriage, he wasn't ready to be married. He was immature, but I didn't know that. He was older than me. So once I got
okay.
married, because I already had a kid already. Once I got married and then I had another baby, he wanted to hang out with his friends all the time, and he wanted to, you know, drink and not bring to the money to the table. So
mm-hmm.
I still love my family, and I still cared about him, but he didn't ever want to step up and be the person he wants. So when I stepped out, it wasn't to have another man that I could be with 24/7. It was just to clear my head, know that, you know, what I'm in is not whatever. You know, I mean, like a kid, like, you know, your mother first let you outside and you having a good time. That's all it really was. You know what I mean? It wasn't
yeah.
like, it wasn't like really loving another person. It was just like, you
exactly.
get out, you have a good time, and then you come home, you be that mother, and you be that wife, because he never wanted to be none of that. You understand? He
okay.
just wanted,
I didn't know
he
that
just wanted
part.
Somewhere to
I
live. He just wanted somewhere to live and say that he got a wife, but he never act like he had a wife. You know what I mean? I was cool with that because I was already stuck by then with two kids. And
mm-hmm.
plus, I was young. You know, and still, I'm sorry to say this, but at that time, I was in a religion. So, basically, you're trying to live that life and
stay,
say that,
stick with
you know,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
you,
know,
you know, God wants you like this, and you know what I mean? Like, you made that vow and whatever, but, you know, but the other person got to like the vow, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely
actually,
he cheated on me later,
and I basically, when he cheated on me, I left him, because
you ain't forgive him?
No. It wasn't no forgive, because, I mean, I did the same thing to him. I left him because, like I told y'all, he was an alcoholic. So I was not going to stay with somebody like that and bring something to me, and then I die and lose my kids. You understand?
Okay.
Because he was playing the field. I was being responsible. He wasn't. So that's why I left. And that's why I'm sticking.
Let me ask y'all this.
Because I left.
Are y'all, would y'all consider yourself jealous, women? Like, when you got your man, you out with your man, would y'all consider yourself jealous?
No, I'm not jealous.
What, like another woman looking at him?
No. Let's say, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say you out with your man, whichever, y'all put a picture in your head, and y'all out in the club or whatever, and y'all enjoying yourself, y'all looking good, y'all doing whatever, right? And whatever, some female comes to him, whatever, y'all out of the bar, just say, hey, how you doing? And call him by his name. How you doing? Whatever his name is, whatever, and then whatever, and she walks off, whatever. Let's say he don't say anything to you about her or whatever, like, and the night just go. That's nothing to y'all? Like, no other person spoke to him, but that's, like, y'all cool with that. That's normal, right?
Well, I'm going
to
tell you a scenario. All right. I was out with, it was a guy I used to live with, so I was out with him, and a guy I used to mess with came to the bar with his friend. So I happened to walk to the bathroom, and I said hi. And then they started, like, trying to make, you know, like, something because I was with somebody. So I just went over there and I said, yo, brothers, let me tell you something. I'm not with my man. I'm going to have a good time tonight. I'm not going home to argue over no bullshit. So keep all y'all little shit at the bar because I'm having a good time. I don't know what kind of planet you on. So you got to let people know where you coming from. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if you're going to talk to somebody. Excuse me, I don't mean to curse. I don't care if you're going to talk to somebody. But the thing is, if you're going to speak, I'd like for you to speak because I hate men that speak to you and then when they woman, they just walk
exactly.
by.
Exactly.
I hate that word. Just say hi. Keep it moving.
What I'm going to do, I got a habit of every time if a girl greet me or something, I'm going to tell her who that is. I'm like, oh, yo, that's such and such from Bloom.
Okay.
Oh, that's such and such from, you know, oh, that's my cousin. Yeah, I do that. That's just a habit.
You also a singer, right? Or you're a singer or you are what? You're a rapper? What are you?
Yeah, I'm just a builder. Like I do a lot of I do entertainment. Yeah, I do podcasts. I rap.
Okay, so you know a lot of people. So whoever you would has to understand that it's people going to come up to you. See, the thing about jealousy is not for you to put on the other person. You're supposed to be jealous with, you know, I'm going to tell you, I was jealous with, of a man one time in my life. I hated it. And I broke up with him because I didn't like feeling inadequate with myself that I was jealous over somebody else. That's another human being. You're not supposed to be jealous over another human being. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be secure in your skin that whoever come and speak to your man, if your man step out, then your man didn't have whatever he had, then he could step out with that person. And I'm cool with that. Just let me know.
But, yo, I ain't like that on the flip side. If I'm out and a nigga come to speak to my girl, she greet him or hug him or somebody say, hey, by her name, A Short or whatever, I ain't going to say nothing. Like, I ain't going to ask. Look, I ain't going to ask her, like, who that at this time. I'm going to let it play like, she going to tell me, like, whatever. You feel me? But I am like that. Like, yo, who the fuck is that?
She should already tell you.
Well, she already know that she can't tell you anyway because that's the type of person you are.
She's going to be like, oh, hey, this is a guy, you know, I knew a long time ago before we, you know, we got together and everything. Hey, so-and-so, this is my man and everything like that. So-and-so, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know, and that's it. Is that
yeah,
a woman being jealous?
I agree with you.
When you grow up, you know a lot of people. When you grow up in the same area or whatever, you know a lot of people. People going to say hi to you. You can't know everybody, somebody just say hi to you. You meet people through life. I mean, like,
I'm glad you're saying this because I was just thinking in my head, like you said, when we get older, sometimes her play be, yo, it been so many years. Like, I don't know. Like, I meet people. Like, you like the same thing you saying. So, okay, I get it. But me, I remember faces and people. If not your name, I know the where I know you from. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, just like
but some people
like,
not.
When I got married to my husband, I went to his hometown. It was down south. And as he was walking, girls was like, hey, whatever. I didn't be like, well, who is that? He grew up there. So I'm saying, like, why would I even care about who it is? Because he's with me. You know what I mean? Now, if he left me and went walking with him, then I'd be like, okay, well, who is that? But I'm saying, like, people know people. You know what I mean? You can't be jealous of other people. Jealousy is a little word, but it's big.
I agree.
And also the bar situation, it depends on if y'all ain't out there trying to do role reversal, but that's just something else. Go ahead.
What? I missed that. I ain't catch that. What? Role reversal.
Y'all ain't out there trying to do a little, spice up, thing, act like y'all don't know each other.
You got to know games also that people play because, like you said, I was out one time with, I don't mind telling about my story. I was out with one of my husbands one time, and he kept dancing with this girl, but I knew her. And I was cool with it because he liked to dance, and she was dancing or whatever. Okay, then I got ready to leave. So I said, well, I'm going to say goodbye. I'll be back. So next thing I know, I go walking out, he dancing with her again. I'm like, yo, I'm ready to go. And then she says, oh, we going to finish this song out. So I'm saying to myself, no, bitch, you don't tell me you're going to finish the song out with my husband. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go. So then he starts, he still be dancing. So I walked in, well, I'll meet you in the car. So when I got halfway out, I said, hold up, what the fuck? So I goes back in the place, and I mean, I got aggressive. I ain't gonna tell you what I did, but I got aggressive, and then it ended. We walked out. We went home, and he was like, "You shouldn't have did that." And I was like, "You didn't know that bitch. That bitch fucked with me. You know what I'm saying? She was playing a game with you. He didn't really care about dancing with you. She wanted to get to me. If she didn't get to me to the end, then she kept playing all night long, wanting to dance with you. I mean, I don't care that you dance, but not when somebody's playing a game with my head.
Yeah,
because yeah, you already knew what she was about and what her intentions
were. Yeah, because
she was
married. She don't let nobody talk to her husband. So if I can't talk to your husband, but you could be dancing with mine, I don't think it's right. You know what I mean? I don't play games with girls.
So sometimes it's not even about that person. It's who she with.
That's right. You got to be careful because you never. That's why you probably missed what I was talking about earlier. But I was talking about fake people. Sometimes you just got to be careful with in your circle because they're not really there for what you think they are.
They're there for a reason and a season, and it ain't always good.
Yeah, Randy, where's number one?
I just been listening to y'all. I'm just sitting back.
Somebody told me something.
It's been the easiest show I had since I started.
Yeah, but you didn't put number one on.
Wait, no. She just listening tonight. Hold on. I got some. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. 32-8. Damn, we
went to airplane.
32-82.
No, I'm here. What's happening, Jay?
Oh. What's
hey,
going
Forrest.
On?
What's happening, everyone? How is everyone? Peace and blessings out there.
Hey.
I was checking out my man.
Peace.
He got his own podcast. Peace and blessings
Peace.
To you, too, my brother. That was a good interview.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm.
It's always fun when you got good conversation. It's all fun, you know, clean fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. And I you know, it's no reason for any adults to be afraid to talk about sex, relationships, or nothing like that. We all grown. We all adults. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean? And that's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I'm just, you know, I'm just sitting back listening to everybody.
And you know, it's like Mary J. Blige said, "My life, my life, my life. It's your life. You know what I mean? Like you can't judge me because it's my life."
Yeah,
you
right.
Me, but you not brought it out.
I
always tell my son, listen. Somebody can empathize and sympathize with you, but nobody can see your point of view because there's only one you.
Be God.
I can empathize and sympathize with you.
Yes, sir.
But I can't see your
hold,
point of view.
Hold on. Be God. Tell them how they can listen to your own podcast.
All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Tag Magazine Podcast. TAG Tag Magazine MAGAZINE Podcast. And subscribe. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot
when
of,
is,
I got.
It every day?
Right now I kind of fell back from it. I'm sitting on one interview with FOD rapper Moon from FOD from back in the day. I was supposed to drop
that
any day now whenever the editor finished editing. But you're going to see I got top 10 video shows up there. I've interviewed Monique, the comedian. I've interviewed rappers, pretty much everybody. Craig Redman, he's a drummer, you know what I mean? I've interviewed him.
Yeah,
you'll see, it's just a lot of content, I like to say, just different content.
That's what's up. Forrest, what's going on with your podcast?
Oh, man, Same old, ain't nothing new. I got my man coming up. He's going to talk. He's going to be displaying his health product. And I got a sister coming on. She's going to be talking about the health benefits of crystals.
Okay. All right, what's the number? How can they get in touch with you?
Leaky. I need to get a podcast. Everybody got a podcast on this up for me.
Everybody got a podcast with you?
It's you.
Yeah.
You need one. Wait a second.
You think I need one?
You do. You good. Both of y'all.
I need Jesus,
nah,
too, but God knows.
Hey,
Forrest,
what's
your
podcast?
I'm going to start one, right? and I'm gonna have a 5-minute section on it saying I'm gonna say what y'all afraid to say.
Right. Mm. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
and you could just do that on Jay Stone. Nah, we gotta talk off air.
Everything. I'm gonna say what y'all afraid to say. Like that whole thing with Will Smith. Yeah. He should have been slapping the shit up out of Jada when she was talking about August 15th, her soulmate and shit like that. Instead of being all demoralized and being knocked down and fucking just white, clean damn near off the acting map behind those actions that he did to bulk her up and she laughing and stuff like that. That bitch is shepherd for the devil. I don't care what nobody says. And everything. She
right.
is systematically tearing that man down. And my mother say, look, what goes on in your house stays in the house. My mother said, a man accept more from you behind closed doors than out in the street. Because if you want to save face, he'll straight smooth you in the mouth, talking slick to him. Whereas you might say some shit to him behind closed doors that he'll be like, all right, go ahead with that. But if you say that out in front of his friends, you know what I'm saying, they're going to look at him like, yo, nigga, really? You know, ain't got this. And then he got to straight hit you with a two piece and a biscuit and everything. But my mother always told me that if you give a man good conversation in the living room, good sex in the bedroom and good food in the kitchen, and he gonna cheat on you. He just a dog. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
my take.
Forrest. Hold up. We got Forrest. What's the number that he got to your podcast?
Grown folks talk and express yourself.
What's the number? The phone number.
Oh, the number. The calling number is 520. 525-8633. That's every Saturday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all, in case you got any people down there in Hawaii listening.
We promote everybody out here. You know, every week I let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, if you want to make donations to my podcast, time is money. You know what I mean? And, no donation is never too small. Nothing is too large. I got to get that out all the time. $JASHONJ. That's $JASHONJ. This been a hell of a pod. Hey, D-God, yo, I didn't know you was going to stay this
yes, sir.
Long, man. But, you know, I said that in the beginning. Like, you always been real. You know what I'm saying? You're a real one. You know,
now I like to have a good conversation, Bill, with mature people, you know, sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what it's all about. That's the main objective of my podcast, is to get mature people, you know, having mature conversation, no matter what it might be about. Sex, money, drugs. Careers, music, whatever they want to talk about, you could come out here and you could talk, you know what I mean? It's no holds barred. We dealing with everything up here, and I think that's what makes my podcast unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I keep trying to go forward. Everybody who was on the link, I appreciate you. I see the people on the phone lines. You still have time if you press 1, if you want to give a shout-out, if you want to make a statement, if you want to play D-God number game.
You shout-out.
Don't forget we got Sunday night we got the Point of Impact, the same phone number, another podcast. My man, for most people who've been in prison 20 and 25 years and what they doing now, what they like, that's the Point of Impact every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the same phone number. Then we got the Humble Life Experience on Monday night at 8:30.
Shout out Humble, yo.
Yeah, I think this week he got an interview with the North Carolina artist, Papa from the South. That's at 8:30. It's the same phone number. And then Thursday night, we just started some, we got my man DJ Ray Boogie. He coming out with 45
Ray Boogie.
Minutes of
That's my guy.
Stop music.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He done came out here with house music. Then he did R&B. I think this week he's coming out here with reggae. Coming up Thursday night with reggae music. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, real quick, Jay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, now my shorty told me to say, just Google tag Dolo. Because it's like I got music on iTunes, all that shit, and the YouTube going to pop up in the podcast. So if you just put Tag Dolo, T-A-G-D-O-L-O, just Google it, and everything will pop up.
Okay.
Music,
behind every
everything.
Good man, behind every good man is a good woman.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
That's what they want to say. I thought I had another
song. What
do
you mean that's what they
want to
say?
What?
Jay slicker than the slickest.
Now I'm about to stir the pot. What you mean that's what they want to say?
Me? I said that?
Yeah, you said behind every good man.
I ain't hear you, Jay.
Good woman.
Oh, that, yeah.
You said
behind
that's
every
what
good
want
man
you
is a good woman.
Yeah, you said, but that's what they want you to say.
No, I didn't say that. Somebody else said that.
Yeah, I ain't hear you say that.
No.
Whoever said that, I'm stirring a pot. What y'all mean?
Ain't no pot. Two weeks ago, you told me that you were a side chick.
You did say that. I said I was a side chick at one time.
No. I'll go back and play that. Next week I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna play with
you.
I said right now I'm a side chick.
I say right now I was a side chick. I'm taking applications, you're saying. But I said I'm not right now.
When was the last date? The last date you've been on?
That was like two weeks ago.
It's been a minute.
She said as of right now, you know, she wasn't looking for nothing.
I said right now, I don't have what it takes for a relationship to grow. I don't want to shortchange myself in that situation or that other person. So I'm just being honest.
So you want to be the best damn side chick you could be, right?
Let's clarify this when we say it's sidekick and everything like that. Maybe I just want a good motherfucking jump off. How about that?
He could be single or not, right?
I'm cool.
He could be single or not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want a good jump off. Like I said, I
love you.
Because
in order for her to be a side chick, that person got to have a girl.
That's what I'm saying.
You can be single. You can be, but as long as you don't fuck the contract up, I'm cool.
I'm in your fan club. Whatever you want to do. Side chick, jump off.
I'm just saying, that's what works for you.
Huh?
And everything. You said a swinger.
Well, anything you want to do, do it.
Wait, yo, watch that. That's
real.
A broad motherfucking... So put yourself out there like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, a couple of things are legal in a couple of states, but that's something different. We'll talk about that down the time. But anyway,
I don't know if I could do the swinger shit. Nah.
I ain't no swinger shit because you know nothing to do. Never mind.
Wait a minute. One second. I ain't see 93.18.
Peace, y'all. I'm back, man.
Hey.
This be original, man. I just wanted to say, I had to come back, man. First of all, I want to say peace to all the gods and earths in the universe. You already know.
Peace.
Rest in peace to all, you know, people who just passed away recently. I ain't want to go sidebar the show or nothing like that, but
it's
I'm just calling to give my, you know, show my respect to my family up, you know, BTM 17, stand up. You already know, Knowledge God Grounds.
Right.
Rest in peace, Angie. And I just found out, man, this day, fucking me up. But I know God pleased with my brother, K-Sean, rest in peace. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nate-Sean, hold your hand.
On that
much
earlier.
Love the whole block. Word, man. I just had to get
that
up. Yeah, I missed that part, guys.
Rest in peace, Angie.
Sean, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, and anybody else, man, who lost a loved one, you know, recently or in the past, man, you know, rest in peace, man, and bless up, keep your head up, man. Keep moving.
All right, rest in peace, guys.
On that note, God, peace. I'm out of here.
That's it. That's it. We got a lot of things going on. You don't want to talk about nothing?
Who?
A Ridge.
The guy that just what?
Oh, he hung up. Oh, he hung up. Okay. You didn't want to get on that hot seat. That hot seat was coming.
Yeah, that's Buzz right there.
It can't just come out here like that. You know, I've been ready. Hey, B-God, I'm going to tell you something, though.
Yes.
I was gonna try to talk about your music and then ease you in to the hot seat, but you was the fire. You was the fire.
I jumped right in there, right?
You was the fire. So
yeah,
no,
I'm transparent, man. Like I'm an open book. Like you feel me?
Yeah. So I just let you go. I couldn't really, but you know what, though? It's all love, man. Like I said in the beginning of the show, everybody just keep winning. And I said this in the beginning of the show, too. We all rich. I'm filthy rich. I'm rich with love. Mm-hmm. I'm rich with life, and I'm rich with family. And no amount of money in the world is more important than love, life, and family. You know, we can't forget that. I want to thank my sister for coming through, Sheila, B Original, Fars. And most important, be God, you know, taking all this time out your day to come through. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that. You know what I mean? Join us here next week, same time. Check out be God. If you ain't get his information, just hit me up. I'll give it to you. Or Forrest information, hit me up. I'm gonna find that show. I'm gonna play it back next week, Shilla.
I'm
gonna play it back.
I didn't say I wasn't gonna say it for him.
Every word for word verbatim.
Yeah, she said
word for word verbatim.
You say you're trying to be the best damn side chick in the world. Yeah, I know that. I heard you say that.
I did not say I was one right now.
No, you didn't say you was one right now. You was saying that you looking to be one right now. You wasn't looking to be nobody.
Oh, yeah. I said I'm taking applications.
Yeah, see, okay. All right. You taking
but you
want to
know what I'm finding out? Even with, like, older
what?
Men, y'all can't
what?
Take being manhandled.
No, I don't want to be manhandled.
Me neither.
No, but let me clarify when I say that. Everything that y'all kick the women and how y'all treat women, y'all can't stand to be treated that same way.
Oh, hell no, not me.
I think y'all underneath a different aspect of how a woman should do this and every day. And when I'm coming right back at you with that nonchalant, you know what I'm saying, I'll holler at you, text me when you get home, deuces. And then it's like, wait,
no. Now, I thought you were talking about something else because I thought you were talking about something else, Sheila, because I'm pulling hair.
Well,
I'm
man,
choking,
that means that's
what
you're
Hey, Sheila.
Yeah.
I'm choking you, pulling your hair, smacking your ass, calling you dirty names. I'm doing all that. So I don't want nobody to do that to me.
Yeah, I'm doing all that too.
I got some chains and whips, and I got some handcuffs in me. I know black men got an issue with that, but I got some fluffy stuff on it, so they don't look that real. I got some whips and chains and everything. I just heard, I can't say it if it's true or not, but Astroglide is the number one, you know, lubricant in the porno world. That's what I heard. And everything. So, I mean, on a S&M level, I'm not like a 10, but I'm about a 4. And everything. I mentioned that choking. You know what I'm saying? The dog collar hitting it from the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, AJ, a chick ever asked you to spit on her?
What?
A chick ever asked you to spit on her?
Man, I done pissed on females before.
I said, ask Jay that.
Yeah, I
know what
that.
My
pissed off. I'm going to tell the truth, Jay. I had a few piss on my feet in the shower. But that's about it.
She like, no, my spit on him, but I done did it all. Did it on him. That was that. All in good fun.
Have you ever been choked?
All in good fun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Now, I don't like hands around my neck. Now, I don't like
I don't
nothing
like
around
it.
My neck. I got a phobia. Yeah, I can't. I got a phobia.
I don't like
you've
it.
Never been tied up.
Yeah,
somebody tied
me up. Somebody tied me up when I was drunk, but it wasn't like, you know, sexual thing. Like, it was,
I'm not talking
about
in that way. You know, have you ever been, like, tied to the bed and stuff, you know?
Nah, not me.
Hell no.
Nah.
Would you tie someone to the bed?
Hell yeah, I tie somebody under the bed.
Yeah.
See, that's that shit I'm talking about. Don't ask a woman to do something you ain't willing to do. I got issues with that. I got issues.
Nah,
like,
I don't like they might be into that. You might not.
I got issues with that.
They might be into something that you not, though.
If you don't want nothing in your ass, that my ass is an exit just like yours is an exit. Let's be fair. If you want to do some freaky shit, as long as you sign in the contract, then I can get freaky with you. I'm open. But don't be like, I don't know that. Don't touch me there. Don't do that. Then don't touch me there. Don't do that either.
I mean,
you
I
really
know,
believe
that?
You really live. Hold up, Jay. Hold up. We ain't gonna let it get away. You really believe that? Like, so whatever they do, you got to be able to do to them, or you ain't doing it. That's what you
that's
live
bullshit.
By.
Hold up,
chill, Jay. Because you really tell I fuck
if
with
I you.
I want you to answer this
bed,
for me.
I can't tie you. If I'm willing to let you tie me down to the bed, I can't tie you to the bed.
He might have a phobia or like a type of, you know what I mean? How people be claustrophobic. It might be something else that he can't just, he might have a bad PTSD from an experience or something. I'm saying.
Okay, so
but you might be into that. You might be into that. So he going to tie you up, but he don't play that
shit.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And I respect that. But
all
then
right.
It goes to
good.
Say that you're enjoying yourself 100% and I am not. So is that fair?
Hey, Sheila,
no,
what you look
fair.
Like? Sheila, what you look like? Describe yourself.
I'm going to tell you, I'm like 5'5", 5'6". I ain't no little thing, girl. I'm a big girl.
Man, give me I want the IG, man. What's the IG? I ain't want to play that. I want
Sheila,
the IG. I'm just telling them. What is it?
Wait, Sheila? Wait, I got it, because I don't be on this shit like that. Gimme, wait a second. I'll tell you what my name is right now.
That's all you got to do now, Jay. You don't want the phone numbers or nothing. Like, you feel me? You just go with my nephew. You know, he a wild boy, so I learned from the young. Like, just get the IG. They quicker because it ain't so personal. They'll give you their IG before they give you a number or something.
Okay,
so before you.
Sheila Renee 926.
Who?
Sheila Renee 926.
926.
Sheila Renee
926.
Oh, okay, I see it. Oh, okay, you.
So
right.
Gotta be fair. If you ain't willing, right. If you don't want to do it, then don't shortchange my 100% experience because you scared. You got phobias. Maybe
I
got a phobia. You
think you're digging I just follow. You got a red wig on, right, with Shay?
Oh, I was in there at my job. Don't look at that, Sophie. I was in my job in the mirror. I don't know why they had that big-ass mirror in a woman's bathroom. That's bad. But, yeah.
You see that big guy?
Yeah.
You see it, big guy?
No, I don't see it.
Like I'm saying, you know, I'm a big girl.
Spell your name. Spell your name for me.
You ain't gonna pick my ass and swing me all over the goddamn room and shit, put me on the dresser and all that stuff. You got to have a strong back.
How you spell it? S-H-E-I-L-A-R-E-N-E-E?
No.
How you spell it?
S-H-E-L-S-H-E-L-I-A-R-E-N-E-E 926.
All right. Give me 1 second.
You're a thick one.
What'd you say?
I just followed you. You'll see it. B-God, you came right on here.
Deja, what's your Instagram?
I just followed you. Just look on your Instagram.
Oh, I see it.
Wait a second.
Oh, I see the red right here. I see it. Hold up.
Everybody done went to your Instagram, Sheila. They texted me, telling me you look good.
Y'all like 50 new followers.
Everybody done went to it already.
It's a shame of my game. I'm not for everybody, and I respect that, but everybody ain't for me. Boom. It is what it is.
Where you from, Patterson?
Wait, I don't even know how to see.
You from Patterson?
Huh?
You from Patterson?
No, I'm from Linden, New Jersey.
Oh, you from Linden?
But I live in, yes, Linden. But I live in Newark now, but I'm from Linden.
Okay.
Born and raised. That ain't no big thing, just saying, but born and raised. I can't even get to that. I don't be on this Instagram thing. I must come on here.
You don't
be
on Facebook or Instagram? You don't be on Facebook either?
I be on Facebook, but I usually deal with people like you go to school with on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm usually going to Facebook, like, you know, girlfriends of mine that I went to school with, like, their birthdays and stuff.
So
just came up, you know, we just got
Instagram,
out.
You ain't gonna see it.
On Facebook.
If somebody
huh?
messaged you on Instagram, you ain't going to check it?
Message me on Instagram. Wait a minute. I'm on Instagram right now.
Yeah, I said if somebody messaged you, would you see it?
Yeah, when I go on there, oh, it's like, do I got, like, notification and stuff
no,
like that?
No, no, no. You said you don't go on there much.
I mean, yeah, when I go on it, I see if somebody sent me a message.
Probably going to get some messages, probably.
For me? I ain't do nothing.
Yeah, we're nine minutes over this. We went off air 9 minutes ago, and everybody's still listening. Only a couple of people hung up. We still on live. We ain't even live. It ain't even taping no more. We all behind the scenes.
We on my underground.
Yeah, we behind the scenes now. You know?
Either I'm doing something wrong, I'm not seeing a thing just yet.
You don't see, I just, hold up. I just
you see you. See me following you?
I just followed you.
Okay, wait, let me go to my followers.
Look, I just liked all your pictures. Look at that. You'll see it.
Okay, it's loading right now. I'm outside in the car, so excuse me.
Why, your man in the house?
I was just about to say the same thing, Jay. That's why I fucked up. That's why I fucked up.
Nope.
Me.
See,
now
nope. Now
you see.
I just left
a comment under your first picture.
I don't eat shit where I eat or sleep. No. Don't do that. No. Do that.
You see under your first picture?
With the red wig on?
Yeah, say this is Jay Sean. But I mean, the name say Randy J. Jackson. That's me, Randy Jackson.
Now you got me looking for Jay Sean and you took her Randy
Jackson.
Oh
yeah, I forgot. On Instagram, I'm Randy Jackson. I forgot. Anybody out there want to come on live, just press 1. We behind the scenes on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. I see all the phone numbers. I see y'all still listening to the show. Press 1.
Why nobody ain't saying nothing?
They still on the show. They still on. They just listening.
Why ain't just listening? Don't be scared, y'all. Don't be scared.
I don't know why they ain't saying nothing. They just listening. They want to hear.
That's like people that watch your Instagram and never like none. They just watch.
Oh,
never share.
Man. Shit, I see more numbers coming in here. Wait a minute. Let me see. Yo, did you came back again, Rich?
Yeah, Jay, you were saying some shit before. I heard you. I was like, yo, you can't come in here.
Y'all.
You might as well stay on, man. Why you keep jumping on and off like that?
Nah, Jay, I was, look, me and the queen.
How the family, guys?
Everybody great.
That's Cuzzo. Yes. That's Cuzzo right there.
I know it was.
I know it was B-God. I know that. Yeah. No doubt. I'm talking about the queen. Oh, actual fact.
That's
your Cuzzo. Yeah, no doubt. See how we all connected? So it's all real out here, man.
Yeah, it's real.
It's going over time on purpose.
Come on.
But, yo, we might as well make some substance out of this shit, God. You know what I mean? What's good?
John B.
Huh? Wait a minute. Hold
I'm on. Saying, I called back. I heard Jay was like, yo, we can't come in and be out. And like, I'm like, yo, what was that all about? What'd I do?
I said, what?
Trying to make me look like the punk on the playground or something.
I said, what?
You're trying to make me look like the punk on the playground, like I just came in and ran out.
Oh, when you came out. I didn't get to ask you no questions or nothing like that.
Oh, I beg your pardon, beloved. I didn't know you had questions for me, beloved. I didn't.
No, I was just playing. I was just fucking with you. I forgot I said that, B.
Oh, well, now, if you don't know, now you know. You don't told you. Yeah, man.
But, AB. Since you back.
Yes, sir.
How you? Yeah, nah, got it.
No, I was getting ready to say, since you back. I'll ask you a question if you open for it.
Well, you know, just don't go left on me, Jay. You know how I
nah,
get
that. Never that. Never.
Yeah.
We got too many years for that. We got too many years for that.
Facts. All praise
to
God.
I'm going to go super left.
All right then. That's what
you're
doing.
Yeah, now let's go super left.
You heard what I said, right? I said, hey, you know what I do. You know how we do. You know how we get down. We knowledge and the power, God. Let's do some equality. Everything great.
I'm just playing. I'm just feeling good, yo. This been a terrible day.
AB, how you feel about,
You know what I mean?
Pardon me, God.
Ever since we got the bad news today been like a crazy day. So for me to come out here and do this show and be able to, you know, have some laughs and everything, it really, because today really been a tough day.
Actual fact, from six o'clock this morning,
ever since Nation called and told me that his brother passed away last night, it really been a tough day.
Indeed.
For me to come out here and be God and the rest of my listeners, it really was therapeutic. I mean, because you're going through it just like me.
Why, yourself? You already know, though. That's how the universe is set up, God. You know what
right.
I mean? everything in the universe come from you. So, hey, that's how it's going to work, point blank and period. You know what I mean? We knowledge and power,
yeah.
God. You know what I mean? And show forth some equality. That's the science of everything in life, God. You know, so, yeah, I'm just keeping it right there, staying afloat. You know what I mean? Can't let the ship sink.
But
it's all about legacy.
But on another, you've been in a relationship a long time, right?
Actual fact.
How long?
91.
September. 91? That's a long time.
What's up? September 91.
September 91. What's the secret to that?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a secret. It's it's just taking things step at a time, showing respect, really honoring, you know what I mean, your queen or your king, and for the women, you know, walking the walk, not just talking the talk, you know what I mean?
That's real. Now, why I say it's a secret, because it ain't too many people who could say, you know, they've been together that long.
Oh,
It seemed like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I call it a secret because it ain't too many people who, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't on the wall. People ain't reading that, or they would have been together long as you. That takes real love.
Yeah.
I mean, like loyalty.
All that. A lot of ingredients.
Equality. A lot.
Yeah.
Equality.
Mm-hmm.
They take a lot of that. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Everybody can't say that. Everybody can't do that. I can't do that. I can't say that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's not a matter of you can't. You know, it's your will. You know what I mean? It has to be your will. You know, as the scriptures say, my Lord's will be done. You know what I mean? You know, what's your punishment for not doing your Lord's will? You got to consider all of that. So, you know, come on, Jay. Don't get me started.
I'm trying.
So you basically saying that's what you want. You know what I mean? If that's what you want, that's what you're going to have.
No, I don't know. I failed 2 times at that. I don't even know.
Jay, you probably wasn't really.
I don't even know if it was my fault.
You wasn't really committed, Jay. Just because you went through the act don't mean mentally you was really there. That you willing to say, I'm going to be with this woman for 30 years. You feel me? Because
a lot of men,
they don't want to really face the fact that they like multiple women. You feel what I'm trying to say? So some men will play the game, you feel me, and commit and know that they ain't really, really ready yet. Like, Jay, you probably did some, I don't even know the reasons that you got divorced, but some men just know that they probably really ain't ready like that. You feel what I'm trying to say? Because that's not nothing to play with. So they know, you know, I always say, you know, when the time right. You feel me? You know how much land, you know how much water, you know what I mean? You know the square mileage. So it's like, you know, it's the same thing as being your will. You know what you really want. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put that, your universe into order. You feel me? Don't live by another person's universe. You feel me? That's how I look at it, bro. Like, I already know that's not my, that's not what I want, regardless to what, how other people look at marriage or being with a woman. That's just not, I don't think for me, I know, not think because I know myself. That's not the, I don't think I'm going to take that path.
I'm going to get married again when I'm 75.
It's beautiful.
When I'm 75.
Man.
When I get 75, I'm going to get married again.
It's what you're willing to do, Jay. You know what I mean? What is your will? Like, you know, what type of how do you want to teach your seeds? You know what I mean? What's your legacy? What are you all about? You know, what's your ingredients, nigga? You know what I mean? That's what make you make certain decisions. You know, whether, you know, it's so easy to say, I can't. No, that's not your will. It's not your will to go according to your rightful nature as being the father of civilization and God of the universe. That's not in you. If you can't commit, you ain't it.
You gotta commit to something.
No, I'm just saying you gotta commit to something. Your Lord's will. What is your Lord's will? What type of work you doing? What are you doing? What steps you making? What decisions you making? We all make errors, no doubt. We all guilty of that. But shit, God, I'm just knowledge and power, God. Disciple, God.
I'm gonna, you know, I always feel like me, like I'm gonna, I just always feel like I'm gonna win.
Right.
Even if I'm not winning, I always feel like I'm gonna win.
It's all math, but, you know, a lot of people just don't fit a certain description.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
you know, everybody got different agendas, different, you know what I mean? Everybody got their own identity. You know what I mean? It's like a serial number on product, if you will, for a lack of a better expression. This shit be crazy out here, God, if you ain't careful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Because everybody robot. Everybody think that the norm is the right. You know what I'm trying to say? If everybody doing this, everybody want to do that. You feel what I'm trying to say? That shit is, that's to me, like, you know what I mean? That's what I see. Nobody want to be themselves.
You feel me? I see commonly, and on a large scale, yeah, people tend to follow others, but that don't necessarily mean that you have to, or she have to, or he have
mm-hmm.
to, or are you going to teach your babies to, or you going to give them some structure. You know what I mean? You're going to give them a guide. You're going to give them a map, a blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're going to show them step by step how to actually build, because you build it and you showing them, mm-hmm. proving with them. You teaching them as
mm-hmm.
you're going along. They going through their chambers. You going through your chambers.
Mm-hmm.
You building up.
That's what I was about to say.
Together.
It ain't got
to
be every step you took.
Because
a lot of times some of the thieves want to be like their father and take the same steps he took. And I always tell my son, like, nah, you ain't got to rap. You ain't got to rap. You know what I'm trying to say? You ain't got to do this and that. Like, be who you are. You know what I mean? You ain't got to do that, man. Like, you feel me?
We on a serious three-way call.
I'm going to make this make sense real quick.
Go ahead.
He is you. Period.
B.O.,
you
always come through with the knowledge. B.O., you always come through with the knowledge and the wisdom, man.
Come on, Jay.
For real.
Don't play with me, God. Don't play with me.
All the time.
Don't play with me, Jay. Don't get me started, Jay.
All the time.
Sit up front.
For real.
You ain't gonna give me to argue, you know what I mean? Because I'm not gonna disagree with you. He is me,
but I will say
he doesn't have to be like me. You see what I'm trying to say? We all know and understand the seven and the stars both black. You feel me? So like the father, like the son, but he's from my cream. You feel me? But we know and understand that. I'm not discarding that. I'm saying he doesn't have to be like me. You see, I mean, he don't have to hit the block and bag up and sell drugs because
right,
that's what
sure.
I did. You see what I'm saying? Same thing as mathematics. We might get to an understanding a whole different way. He might go through this way. I might go through that way. You see what I'm trying to say? But we'll still get to the same place. You feel me? Like, I hate like when somebody doing something, they like, nah, I can do it this way. But you want to do it this way, but you still get to the same place. You feel me? That's what I mean by, like, that type of thing. You feel me?
Yeah, the God said
as he traveling.
One of the elders, God, Kamar Newborn, he said to me earlier, he said, God, man, we out here all these years, months and days, man. Niggas still think they got to fight and be aggressive. Man, calm the fuck down. You know what I mean? That's why we don't have the order and the law that's supposed to be out here, man. You know what I mean? Because niggas don't want to stray from the goal. You know what I mean? We was gold-minded individuals. You know, everybody can go to the store. The mothers and shit, they can go to the store. They have to worry about it. Now they got to worry about, you know, if they going to make it back to the
because
niggas out there running wild. You know, look, man.
And you know it's crazy, God? The older we get, you be thinking to yourself, like, all right, I'm Coach of Power, right? So it's like, man, what age I'm going to get to? I ain't out here fighting and scrapping. And you know how you had your little street fights or whatever. Like, I ain't getting – you feel like you could lay back? Nah, God, like, it's such a war going on right now, God. Like, you got to stay fit. You got to stay eating right. You got to – because you never know. You 47, but you got to get into some shit. You know what I'm saying? With a young nigga or – intoxicated person over anything or a police officer or,
right.
You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, you just got to stay equipped, God, because
you
be like,
yo,
oh, I'm too old to be getting into this and that. You know, nah, man.
You
know, you ain't,
me,
it, ain't
like,
it ain't your heyday, you know what I mean? But still, you got to stay ready, bro, because it's crazy.
I'm Power Bill. And I be trying to go to the gym. I be trying to go to the park. I be trying to eat right. I be, you know, not trying. I be eating right. I be doing my nutrition thing. You know, I'm not 100% dedicated. But,
yeah,
you know, I know and understand. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you got to try. You got to stay right.
That's the same thing that God was saying. That's Will. That's the same shit. Will, like, wanting to be married. If you say, like, I'm not eating this no more, I'm not going to go here no more, whatever, that's the same shit, though, Jay. When you really want to be married, when you really ready to stop eating like that, you going to stop eating. You going to know when you really ready. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. It ain't in the prayers and the action, like, you feel me? It starts in the mind.
One way to look. It's more than one way to look, though, beloved. That's all I definitely have to say this. You know what I mean? It's more than one way to look at it, because you don't have to be out here being aggressive with young seeds. You know what I mean? You can reposition yourself, beloved. You can remove yourself from that type of environment or make that environment a more peaceful one. You know what I mean?
That's the first option.
It's a lot of things, you know, we just gave up on, you know what I mean? And that's where shit just went left real hard, because vanity, you know, became everything to, you know, damn near over family. Vanity over family damn near, you know what I'm saying? Not damn near, it's actually happening. You know what I mean? That shit is total now cipher, God. Pardon me, I'm afraid. That shit is emphatically now cipher, God. Real.
Yeah. Positive.
Yeah.
We gonna I gotta close it out. We like 30 minutes over the time.
Yeah,
we not even live no more.
Maybe you need to put it on air. I don't know.
And it's the people still listening.
That's love.
That's love.
Yeah, bless up to the people that's listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to the people that's listening.
Fasting and praying for comfort for my families. You know what I mean? And all of that. You know, it's just everything going on. You know what I mean? We can't stop nowhere, because it's all about legacy. You know, it's all about legacy. So let's stay focused, man, and start loving on one another. I mean, I'm going to call you more often. How you doing, beloved? You all right? You know what I mean? What you been up to? You know, it don't take but a half a minute out of your time. You know what I mean? A lot of us got moves. We could just say, boop, Siri, call Kate, you know, Boogie. Siri, call, you know, Jay. You know, Siri, call B-God. Come on, son. Word up, man. Yo, man. I got it.
Yo,
go.
Man.
Man, get ready. Get ready for some.
It's been real.
Done activity the next day. It's always real, Jay. I ain't faking it no kind of way. I ain't playing with nobody. I ain't playing no games. I'm who I am. You know what I mean?
True.
Nobody casket dip. A disrespectful nigga can get the fattest lip, nigga. Trust me on that, Chance.
That's how I always felt. I always tell people, I'm going to respect you until I don't have to no more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy said, whatever, there's no respect for you, don't be there too long, because disrespect is short to come after. You feel me?
Don't be there at all.
Relieve yourself.
Don't be there.
Yeah, relieve yourself from that situation.
Move yourself,
yeah, God. But see, we out in the free cipher. You gotta remember, God, in the free cipher, sometime, right? Allah says the truth don't stop nothing will, right? When you got women and babies out here, God, sometime you need that. I ain't gonna say warrior your spirit, but we lack sometime how the guys used to be. But sometimes, God, physically. Some you gotta almost demonstrate sometime, God. I hear like, nah, peace. That's peace, God. Trust me. These look like the younger guy. They respect and see people like you said is vanity. By I listen to him because he got a chain on, or he pulled up in a Beamer, so I might listen to what he got to say. But when you come around positive, just peace. You regular. You not. Woo. They don't really perceive you how they might perceive, not me, but I ain't saying I got a car or nothing, but maybe it's the rap, it's the whatever. So they might listen more than anything, you feel me? And you could preach positive all you want, God, but at some point you got to meet other opposition when it comes to women and babies. It could be defending and everything. So sometimes it don't got to be like you trained to go on a nigga, nah. But it might be somebody doing some bullshit, beating up on a chick or something that you like, oh, man, like, you know what I'm trying to say? So sometimes you got to, and you say, oh, B got broke that. Nah, that shit ain't cool, so I ain't going to let nobody beat up on no chick. You feel me?
Right.
So it's just, man, you got to be, I'm trying, it's different times, guy. Like, we really about to be, like, you know, it's a mental war. It's a spiritual war, you know. It's a you know, chemical war, right? It's all type of food war, but
you know,
it's really about to get physical, bro.
Yo, I love. Check this out. Me, I'm always been a person like this. Like, I support everybody. So like when, B guy, when you come out here, like, man, I feel good. Ridge, when you come on my show, I feel good, you know what I mean? Like, it feel like that's family support, you know what I mean? Like, and it's nothing more important than that than when, like, day one, family people, you know, when they support you. I mean, you know, you're an artist, be God, you know about how that feel. I'm a creative, Ridge. You done been there before. You was doing your thing a long time.
Can't stop.
Being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, Earth's still real.
You know what I mean? And that's real.
Yes.
I know you when you said earlier I had said that when you got off the line I had said, oh, he just jumped off the line or something like that. Like, that's just entertainment, Black. You know what I'm saying? You my brother,
yeah,
man. I never.
You my OG, nigga.
I would never say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Me.
Never. You know me. Never, nothing like that. That's
big
when you,
brother,
you do something. That my own brothers don't, my biological brothers don't do. You take time out your day, and you don't have to do that and call my show, even if it's just to say peace. You know what I mean? I don't never take nothing like that for granted. Never.
True, indeed.
And most of this stuff, it's just entertainment. That's it.
You know what I mean? But don't get it twisted. It's real. You know, it's real.
Especially like, the build. Like, especially the build. Yeah. The build is real.
Yeah,
mathematics is real.
Mathematics is real.
Don't play with them.
That's real. Relationship, talking about relationships is real because something you might say or something I might say or something some of the wisdoms might say, it helps people. Because see, you're not gonna get it, but I'm gonna get it tomorrow in Texas and inboxes and phone calls when people gonna say, you know, that brother Ridge said something, he was right, I learned something, or something that B God said, he was right, or something that Sheila said, or something that Lisa said, or you know what I mean, or something that Forrest said. Like people hit me with that the next day. So it's never empty. It's always knowledgeable. It's always fulfilling. You know what I mean? And that's why I do this podcast. I do it to entertain. I do it to have fun. But when my people, when my brothers, when people that my day ones that I grew up with and I care about, when they call in, that's when I really get like the most enjoyment out of everything. You know what I mean? And that's real. Because
we really need each
really
other.
To tell you the truth, I support everybody.
Yeah.
But you don't always get it back.
Word.
So when you get it back, it feel good. It feel good to get it back because it takes time. B God got a podcast. It's not just getting up here talking. It's preparation.
It's time.
It's some
money.
Planning. It's money.
Right.
It's studying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stuff to go into. Like all day, I'll be preparing just for this moment to do this show.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
Fucking up along the way. Yep.
Exactly. So sometimes I might say the wrong thing. But a lot of times I'm gonna say the right thing, you know.
Ain't no perfect.
You know what I mean? Because I'm intelligent, you know, and I got knowledge itself.
You already know.
And so long as I got knowledge itself, and you know, every day I wake up, I feel like I still got a purpose here. You know what I mean? Like, I woke up another day. I got a purpose here on this earth.
That's,
you know?
Indeed.
But
you know,
that's,
you know
how,
your
that's
purpose,
how I
right?
feel.
You know your purpose, right?
Yeah, I know my gift.
All right. Yeah. Now, the way you said it, like, you woke up like you got a purpose. I'm like, you know your purpose.
Yeah, I know what my gift is. Because if you got a gift and you're not using it, now that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got a gift.
A lot of times along the way, you might lose a step. You know what I mean? Something might happen, you know what I mean? In the family or something. Anything can occur. Setback, mindset setback, some of these setbacks. Got to keep moving. The idea is moving, putting the work in, can't be giving up, man. Came too far, OG, for real. We came too far, man. We got a long ass way to go. But look, what's crazy is I know for a fact there's more years behind me than that are ahead of me. I'm the best I can with the ones I got. You know what I mean? Left, y'all. Word. That's what
yeah, like see like that. We didn't even know that this was gonna go like this.
Nah, it just happened.
You know, but it's energy. It's positive.
I like this though. Yeah.
Yeah. We turned the podcast into a cipher, into a conference call, into a.
it's always a cipher. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They get a full meal. They get a full plate.
They get a full plate.
Jay, I don't listen to like about not 10, but over a handful of your shows, though, I remember listening to. I could say I listened to about 7, over 5 of your shows. That's probably not a lot, but I tune in sometimes. Huh?
When the next
you gotta go visual, Jay. You gotta go visual, and I'll be like, I know I got when I go visual, it's gonna go to the stratosphere. But man, you gotta be ready for that. And I spoke about that earlier in the show. I spoke about you know what happened when people are not ready for something. You ever seen somebody get a lawsuit? $80,000
Nah, because you're taking them, it's another dimension now. It's another dimension.
And you see them in 6 months. Somebody get a lawsuit, you see them in 6 months and they broke.
Yeah.
You ever see somebody's mother die and they leave them a house and then next year you see them, the house is foreclosed. That's because they wasn't ready.
Hey, Jay, let me give you an example. A person can make music, right, all day, every day for a month, right, make songs. Another person, and he could be good. Another person can make songs 30 days in the week, but just shoot videos. The person with the visual, with the sight, and I keep building on this today, but, like, the visual also with it nowadays in this day and time, people on their phones and everything, they want to see stuff, too. You understand what I'm saying? So it makes it, and you don't have women up here talking and they want to see it. Guarantee it's going to go. It's like another dimension. It's like writing something on the paper, then putting it on a computer. Like, you feel me? It's a different type of realm you're going into, and it's going to go. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go. I'm trying to tell you.
It's coming.
Really, it's going to cost more camera-wise.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yo, I'm gonna close out, man. I'm going fishing in the morning, man. I gotta get up like 6 o'clock.
I
do my thing. I go fishing every Saturday morning.
I got the grand got in the morning, so Pop got to be ready. You know what I mean? So that'll make
you got
to
do what in the
that.
Morning?
I got the grand be in the morning. It's me and him in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's
we're gonna be ahead. A, B, C,
I got
one threes, you know.
I could cool out tomorrow. I usually do like overtime on a Saturday, you know, like 4 hours type, you know, not the whole day. By 11, I'll be out of there. But tomorrow I'm off, so I don't know. I'll probably do something physical, something, you know. I don't know.
A, B, God, man, yo, thanks, man.
Get a milkshake.
Thank you for dropping.
Yeah, nah,
in,
anytime,
man.
Brother. Anytime. Jay,
mean,
you know I love you, brother. You know
what
I mean? I love you, B. You know what I mean? The family, everything, man.
You,
I'm always here, man. Whenever you need, Jay, you know what it is, man. You feel me?
Yeah, you did. You was up and beyond. You know how they say, like somebody did. For real.
Hey,
I mean,
that's
it's
who
Friday.
Is.
You could be anywhere.
That's who he is, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's all I want to be, man. It's God, man. Be God, man. That's it, man. I ain't trying to be nobody else, nothing else, man, you know? That's why when you said, Jay, like, yo, everybody, when I mention your name, you, like, I don't know. I'm just me. You feel me? I never give off a negative energy to anybody. So anybody that, like, don't like me, I don't know. You got to look at them. Or even somebody that be like, nah, I don't fuck with B God. I think when you say that, other people will look at you like that, and I like that. Like, yo, if you don't mess with him, like, what's the – you feel me? But – so I like that, man. My you know, and like you said, legacy, you know what I mean, that I leave is that, you know, I was a good, you know, positive vibes, you know what I mean? I was building, I was teaching the babies, you know, and that's it, man. That's it, man.
That's real.
You know.
Word.
That's real. We about to be out of here, Rich.
Facts. Yes.
You know, man, thank you.
Man, you already know.
I don't know if I'm going to see you soon. You know what's getting ready to go down with Kay.
Indeed.
I don't know if you're going to come up.
Rest in peace.
If not.
I wish I could, man. I really do, man. You know what I mean? I don't even know. I don't even, man. If I could, I'm going to be up there. If
I know.
Way, I'm going to be up.
That's what Shadi said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If I can make a way to be up there, I'd definitely be there. Sometimes
and
you just
Prince.
Can't make it. No, it
and
ain't that
Prince,
you ain't
like just, all of them said the same thing.
You know, it's not that, you know, we don't want to be there, nothing like that. You know, I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for me, you know. But if I can be there, you already know, man. Come on, that's my brother, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much as with that brother, man. Man, look, I got to go, man. I'll be with you, beloved.
Yo, we out here. Yo, I see everybody. Yo, peace. To everybody, yo, man. We'll be back here the same time next week. Thanks for everybody who's still on here listening. Got eavesdropping while the gods build.
Good night, lady. Good night, lady.
We'll be here next week. Peace. Peace.
I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack, is you different? I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through, living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gangs got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take him back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take him back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting days.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though.